The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. A lot of new legislation in Annapolis coming out that we're taking a look at. Some we're just going to have to do something about, and others is local stuff, which you in your county, if you go on the website for the, let's do that right here, right now. Here's what we're going to do. Okay, let's see. I'm going to go to Google.com. Okay, there's Google.com. I enter MD space GENERAL. Two words, and the first thing that comes up is General Assembly of Maryland. You click on that, General Assembly of Maryland. There's the website. It's got a beautiful picture of the State House there and an oval. And it says find legislation by number or by broad subject. Let's go to by broad subject. Let's click on that, and that opens up. When you click on that, you can click on the little arrow if you want, but you can click on that, and it opens up a whole list of things, and you can take the scroll bar and go down to hunting and fishing, M2. Left-click on that. Now it puts the hunting and fishing category in the little bar in blue. There's an arrow to the right. You click on the arrow on the right. What have I done? Three or four clicks maybe? That's it. Left clicks, and here I am, and all the hunting and fishing laws are printed out, are there in front of me. Okay? So there we've got Senate Bill 844 that goes with House Bill 788. It says natural resources hunting deer management permits, and that's Senator Mathias. That's at the very bottom. And that's that Eastern Shore bill that will allow farmers to kill deer on their deer management permits year-round. I think, I don't know if it's rifles in there or not, but let's see. Then we go up to Natural Resources Hunting Deer Management Permits, House Bill 788. That's sponsored by the Eastern Shore Delegation. So if you go all the way to the left side, let's go down here to Wicomico County Deer Hunting on Sundays to HB0894. We click on the number, left click, one click, and it opens it up. Okay, and there's the summary. There's no summary. There's no documents. There's nothing available on that bill because it was just dropped yesterday. So you got to go back and see if you live in Wicomico County, what your Wicomico County delegation did about Sunday hunting. You just hit your back button and you go back to the list again. Very simple. All right, let's see one here. Let's look at something that might have been heard. There it is. Here's one. Kalnos Ray Fishing Tournaments Prohibition. Senate Bill 268. Senator Young, let's do a left click on that number. And it's been heard. In the Senate, it's been, let's see, referred to the full House. The documents say that the vote has been in, and the vote has been favorable and passed to the full Senate from the committee to ban bow fishing tournaments on the Chesapeake Bay. This is a bill sponsored by the Humane Society of the United States and Senator Young from Frederick County. All right, so there's the committee vote. There's the scan. Favorable. They're going to move to ban bow fishing cow nose ray tournaments. Senator Conway voted in favor. The vice chair voted in favor, Senator Pinsky. Gail Bates voted against. Kagan voted for. Nathan Pulliam voted for. Senator Robinson voted for. Senator Johnny Ray Solling, Senator Simon Ear, Senator Wall voted against. Senator Young, the sponsor, voted for. And Senator Zucker voted for. 7-4. You need 6 to pass. It passed with 7. So it looks like the movement to ban cow nose ray bow fishing tournaments has passed the Senate committee on to the full floor. Still has to go through the House, but we don't know what's going to happen. I know that there's been a statement by the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus that says, let's get a management plan in place. Let's take a look at this issue and see what we can do. But in about 10 clicks, and that's all it took, I mean, you click through your Facebook about 300 clicks when you're on there. You can do in 10 clicks, you can go see, or in 6 clicks, you can go see what laws affect you as a hunter. Now, we were having a little text conversation throughout the course of the break, and a point that was brought up was about Fran. Fran's a non-hunter. Now, she is, in my eyes, she's a hunter. She hasn't participated in the hunt. She's got the hunting safety course. She's got the hunting license. And it looks like we're going to try and take her turkey hunting this spring for the first time. But, so, the conversation went something like this, talking about Fran a little bit. She calls almost every week and talks about the coalition more than anybody else on the airwaves. I thought that was a profound statement. All you hunters and all you supporters, I want you to understand something about the Maryland Hunting Coalition. Doesn't cost you anything to join. You get our newsletter. You get information about everything that the coalition's doing. We have Blaze and Camo Day coming up, which is a hunter's rally. We call it Blaze and Camo Day so that our delegates and our senators know that with the guys in the orange hats and the camo jackets are down there and for a peaceful rally and to let the delegation and the senators know that we're hunters and we vote and we are concerned about what they're doing in Annapolis in regards to hunting. The Maryland Hunting Coalition is the eyes and the ears of the hunters in Maryland. But that doesn't mean that, you know, okay, coalition's got this, we don't have to do anything. Not true. You have to get engaged in your own county with your own delegates and your own senators. And when they introduce legislation, you got to say, hey, look, we don't like this. Or, hey, we're in favor of this or whatever. Problem is, we don't hear a lot of chatter. Listen to this, folks. Let me make this real quick point, and then I'll move on. The only hunting and fishing show on the air, on the radio, in the entire state of Maryland, 2 hours of live phone-in conversation, live, every Saturday, while you're hunting, while you're going fishing, okay, we're here. We talk about the issues. We talk about all kinds of things, and we have fun. But when it comes serious time, we don't hear from you, folks. We just don't. We got 3,000 people on Facebook, 3,500, 3,700, 3,800, something like that, that like our Facebook page, okay? We know we touch people. But when we say, hey, we need some help financially to meet our obligations, we are paying an advocate, a lobbyist, full-time, year-round, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, to look out for the interest of the hunters in Maryland And as the only person on the air that talks about it, and I'm not crying, I'm just pointing a finger back and saying, why don't we hear from you? Are you not concerned that the Farm Bureau in Maryland has declared white-tailed deer and sika deer vermin in their eyes, like a common frickin' barn rat? The Maryland Farm Bureau has declared white-tailed and sika deer as vermin. Vermin. You know what vermin are? That's something you call an exterminator to get rid of. Okay? House rats. Barn mice. White-tailed deer are noble white-tailed and sika deer that attract hundreds and thousands of people here to Maryland because we have a world-class white-tailed deer herd here in Maryland. We have the unique sika deer herd here in Maryland. Okay? Now, you go on the social sites, and it's all over the place about, oh, I saw a stag here, and I baited over there, and I did this here, and I did that there, da-da-da-da-da. And you go on Maryland Hunting Coalition Facebook site, and you say, hey, Blazing Camo Day's coming up. Four people like it. You know, I'm not hearing back from the hunters. I'm just not. If you think we've got this, if you think the Maryland Hunting Coalition has your back, they do. They do. But you've got to understand that it takes a tremendous amount of effort and a tremendous amount of finances to make happen what we make happen. Now, I read these things about these poachers, okay? There, we got four this week. How many every week? This guy kills a beautiful 10-point buck. He puts it on social media. He went back. The DNR checked his records because he was a convicted poacher in 2015. They're watching him. And so he says he claims he bought two doe permits on December 3rd, and then he bought his antler deer stamp, his bonus stamp, that same evening. And he checked in a big 10-point buck the next day. Well, they questioned him. I really didn't kill any doe. I killed a buck that night, and then I bought the bonus stamp, you know, that type of thing. Snapchat, Facebook, trail camera and Facebook, leading to convictions, leading to charges being brought. And the Maryland Hunting Coalition, what's our response to the bad guys that are stealing from you, legitimate hunters? What's our response? Poaching Restitution Act of 2016. Let's put the hammer down on these guys. Let's fine them. Let's fine them hard. $2,000 to $5,000 for a whitetail buck under 150 inches or a sika deer. $5,000 to $10,000 for a whitetail buck over 150 inches. What do you think? Good penalties. Mandated by the law. The courts have to impose the penalty. Now they can impose the minimum. But if you're already paying a couple $1,000s in fines for all your various poaching violations, and then you're added a $2,000 to $5,000 or $5,000 to $10,000 on top of that for stealing from the landscape and taking a white-tailed deer or a sika deer, you know, you're going to think again. You're going to think again. Hopefully, when you got to pay that fine, you got to think again about killing that deer out of season or by illegal methods. All right. Maryland Hunting Coalition. If you Google it, MD Hunting Coalition, C-O-A-L-I-T-I-O-N, you're going to come up with a website. You're going to see everything we're doing. You're going to see news releases. You're going to see issues. You're going to see commentary. You're going to see all types of things. Our fundraiser benefit's coming up March 25th. It's the only money event that we have per year. It's how we carry ourselves through. Okay? I'm not getting paid. We got one guy on the payroll, and it takes everything we got to maintain his services. Enough said. Hey, Clyde Sport Shop, getting ready for fishing season. They got their big sale coming up in March, but before then, the perch are going to be running. By that time, it'll be time, but perch are running out. Trout are being stocked now. Why not check out the full line of live bait? Anything you could need or want, live or frozen bait. They've got rod and reel repair. They can put new line on your reels. They can lube your reels, take it apart, repair it, fix it. If it's got sand in it or something, they'll take care of that for you. They can put a new tip on your rod if you broke one off in your car door or slammed it in the back of your truck and broke the tip off. Or you got a guide that came loose or popped out or the insert came out of the guide, go down, get a new guide put on. They'll take care of it for you. They do all that kind of repair work, not only for, you know, for fishing tackle, but guns as well. But they've got all the lures. They've got all the tackle, all you could need. Clyde Sports Shop celebrating 60 years this year. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. The phone number 410-242-6108. And the 24-hour fishing hotline is 410-247-3474. That's 410-247-3474 for the 24-hour fishing hotline. Clyde Sports Shop. Gun owners, your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is celebrated at the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore. It's where I shoot. Since 1944, the AGC on Marriottsville Road has brought shooters together in a safe and friendly environment to enjoy the various shooting sports and to help them become better shooters. Why not see what the AGC has to offer and then sign up? Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members? Mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit associatedgunclubs.org. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blinds website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I went a fishing one day and I put my hook out in the water and something got a hold to it and it tried to get loose. When I pulled it up, it was a big
fish on the hook. He was a twisting and a turning, trying to get loose. But the hook had him down, and he couldn't get loose. And I said, I wish the Lord would hook me one day like this hook fish. He hooked his feeling in me, and one Friday evening, he came into my soul, and he hooked me with his spirit. And ever since that day, a song come into my mind. I said it like a Jeremiah say, there's a fire now that's burning, and it set up in my bones, and I couldn't hold my pee. And I told my mother, but that wasn't enough. I told my father, and I told my sister too. And I went on and told my brother what was wrong with me. And this is what I told him in a song. I said, Lord, Jesus got a hook in me. I don't want to get loose. Jesus got a hook in me. I don't want to get loose.
All right, little Hank Jr. there. A little different Hank Jr. than what you've probably been used to hearing, but I like it and thought I'd share it with you. 410-WCBM-680. You're invited to call 410-WCBM-680. I'm passionate about what the Maryland Hunting Coalition does. And, you know, I don't know what to do to inspire folks to understand what we do. We have a number of folks out there that get it. We have an advisory board that gets it. We have the president of the fur trappers. We've got the president of the bow hunters. We've got the former president of Maryland Waterfowlers. We've got gun shop owners. We've got other folks on our advisory committee. We've got people as board members who just understand it and support it and know what it means to the hunting community. And we invite you to go to the website, MD Hunting Coalition, and check it out. That's for sure. All right, let's see. Got a nice little note here about a sportsman's banquet coming up. It's a second one. It's at the Chesapeake Christian Center on Weston Woods Drive in Pasadena coming up Saturday, February 18th. So if you want some information, you can email me and I'll send you the flyer. And it looks like a good time. We got somebody, Joshua Childers. Don't know the guy. Lives in South Carolina. He's been an avid outdoorsman. And he's got three deer over 170 inches, which is pretty nice. So he's going to be there. Sounds like a good time. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. The Midwinter Waterfowl Survey results have been released each year. Aerial survey teams and biologists in the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service make visual estimates of ducks, geese, and swans along the state's Chesapeake Bay shoreline and the Atlantic coast. And this year, the teams counted about 812,600 waterfowl. That's higher than the 663,000 birds observed during the 2016 season and similar to the five-year average of 795,240. Biologists attribute much of the year-to-year variation to weather conditions. An early December cold snap throughout the east likely moved large numbers of waterfowl, diving ducks in particular, south to Maryland waters, said Wildlife and Heritage Service Director Paul Padita. Dabbling ducks were 87,900 this year to 69,800 last winter. Diving ducks were 283.6, were higher when compared to last year's 246,000. Survey teams also observed more scop, 138,800, and more canvasbacks, 75,100 in 2017 compared to counts of 91,800 and 19,800, respectively. In other words, canvasbacks were 75,000 compared to 20,000. That's a big swing. And scop, or bluebills, or black ducks, or river duck, whatever you want to call them, were 138,000, almost 139,000 compared to 92,000. That's another big swing of over 50,000, or over 40,000 anyway. Canada geese, 394,700, higher than 216 of 293,800, 100,000 more, but still below the five-year average. Let's talk to John in Ellicott City. Good morning, John. How are you?
What do you say, young man? I'm known as Treadmill Johnny. I haven't called you in a long time.
Well, Treadmill Johnny, how you doing? What's going on?
Not too much time. Everything else is incidental.
Yeah, gotcha. But that's what I have a shortage of, so make your point, please.
Listen, last night I was listening to the Weather Channel, and they were talking about the Everglades, and then they talked about Maryland.
Right.
Talking about how the boa constrictor population, it has reduced the deer.
Absolutely. Yep.
And the raccoon population in the Everglades by 90%.
Yep.
And then they was talking about the snakeheads up here, and was showing DNR going out. You know,
yep. Yep.
Electrical thing. But the thing is it's so many snakes. They did a thing called, it was called Boa Bounty. They had 1,600 people to sign up for a week. They only caught, get this, 98 snakes.
Yeah.
That was on the Weather Channel last night. So what I think we should do is catch all the deer here and ship them down to the Everglades.
What I think is that is an insane idea, John. Thanks for the call. Got to go. Matt in Pasadena, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Just heading out, goose hunting the last day.
Got it.
And letting you know that I just joined the coalition.
Oh, wonderful.
Made a donation. I'll try to keep them coming.
Oh, I appreciate that. Oh, look, yep. I just saw it. Very nice. Thank you, Matthew. Greatly appreciated. Listen, for waterfowlers, are you aware of what's called the strict liability doctrine when it comes to baiting? Okay, you're a waterfowler, right?
Yes, sir.
Let's say you and three of your buddies, prior to October 1st, 2015, booked a trip with a guide over on the Eastern Shore somewhere, okay?
Okay.
You're sitting there in the blind, and you're going to be checked. You know, here comes somebody out of the bushes to check your licenses and your guns and so forth. You don't know who it is. It could be feds. It could be Maryland DNR, okay?
Right.
All right. Let's say it's the feds. Gentlemen, your guns are in order, your licenses and stamps are in order, but we've determined that this field has been baited. Here is your citation. See you in court. Okay? That was the federal way of doing things, right?
Right.
Prior to October 1st, 2015, the Maryland way of doing things under the strict liability doctrine was, gentlemen, your firearms are in order, your licenses and stamps are in order, we've determined this field to be baited. Here's your citation, pay your fine, you're guilty. If there was bait and you were there, you were automatically guilty of baiting.
Okay.
Had you ever heard of anybody caught in that situation?
The story with Sean Mann.
That's correct. That's correct. All right. Sean is a director of the Maryland Hunting Coalition, by the way. Now. The first year that the Maryland Hunting Coalition was in existence, we had Maryland's, the General Assembly agreed that was unfair. Maryland's strict liability doctrine was repealed and replaced with the federal guidelines. In other words, now Maryland law and federal law match. In other words, no more guilty without proof of innocence, or no more guilty without an opportunity to prove your innocence.
Okay,
that was our first major act, and that's all what the coalition did the first year was. That was our biggest thing, was a repeal of strict liability.
Awesome.
So as a waterfowler, you got to understand that's what we do. We kind of, and this is not a brag, but we have accomplished major things here in Maryland for the hunting community, and that was the first one, strict liability repeal. Second one was the Poaching Restitution Act of 2016 for the deer hunters. which made $2,000 to $10,000penalties mandatory for somebody convicted of a poaching deer poaching violation. So,
yeah,
Matthew, we appreciate your support. Hopefully, you can join us on Thursday at Blazing Camo Day in Annapolis. It's a hunter's rally, and if not, come to our benefit on March 26th in Westminster. It's all on the website. All right.
Thank you, sir.
All right, brother. Thanks, Matt. Good luck out there in the last day. See ya.
Appreciate it.
Bye bye. There you go. Thank you. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it. All right. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We'll wait for your call. While we're waiting, I'm going to tell you about Clyde's Sports Shop. Listen, I talked about fishing the last couple times. I talked about Clyde's Sports Shop, and they're ready. They're getting ready for the upcoming fishing season, the trout bait, you know, the crappy lures, the perch bait, and all that stuff is all there. But the hunting stuff is, you know, still there. Look, it's the end of the season. Okay, so you got to take your 1187 in and get it cleaned up, get a new O-ring put in the mechanism, and you know, get all that dirt and sand out of there. They can disassemble everything, clean it off real nice, put it back together, and they do a beautiful job of cleaning your firearm. Your scope's off a little bit. Maybe you dropped it. Maybe you need to get it back on paper. They can take it. You can take it in. They can bore sight it, or you know, maybe that old off-brand scope that one that you bought, you know, 20 years ago because you only had $30 to buy a scope. It still kind of works, but why not upgrade to a little better Nikon or a little better Leopold or something like that? You got to love the firearm, but, you know, the optics make all the difference. It's like buying a new gun. Anyway, they do all that, as well as full-service, full-line Browning dealer. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. If you're a shooter, they got all the ammunition. They got everything you need. Clyde's Sports Shop.
Cold start to the weekend, but kind of an improvement for tomorrow and Monday with temperatures returning into the 50s, actually above average. It's below average today, though. A little fast-moving upper-level weather system is pushed on to the east of Baltimore, and highs this afternoon around 40 degrees. Low tonight, 27, with a south wind kicking in, partly to mostly cloudy for Super Bowl Sunday, and high near 50, and sunshine Monday in the low 50s. I'm Scott Laurie, and more at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
650,000 square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery. It's the Great American Outdoor Show, presented by My Outdoor TV, February 4th to the 12th in Harrisburg, PA. Packed with entertainment, events, and interactive exhibits for the whole family. An NRA country concert featuring Dustin Lynch and Ranger Smith, and the exciting Doc Dogs competition. If it's in the outdoors, it's here. See it all, February 4th to the 12th in Harrisburg. Tickets on sale now at GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org.
Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know, Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800.
Attention gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600 square foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com. HafersGunsmithing.com or on Facebook at Hafers Gunsmithing. 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blinds, and hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland redneck blinds dealer. Check the redneck blinds website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
We got 13 channels of a wrestling coming in strong from a satellite sand, 200 function remote.
Yeah, go ahead and use Facebook to put your poached deer on there and, you know, a little Snapchat deal and make sure that you get caught on trail camera and go ahead and put that illegal buck on Facebook. That'd be great. Yeah, be a high-tech redneck. We love it. So does the NRP. Let's talk to Shirley first, and then we'll talk to Rick and Daddy Cool. Good morning, Shirley. How are you, dear?
How are you, sir?
I'm well. What's up?
No, I was just calling to see if someone could donate me some deer meat.
Donate you some deer meat. Well,
yes.
Let me see what we can do, Shirley. Where do you live?
I live at Milford Mill.
Milford Mill. Okay.
Yes.
What are you looking for?
Oh, maybe some deer bologna.
Uh-huh.
And maybe some deer steaks, anything they can donate. I'm not sure if whatever anyone wants to get rid of.
Now, is this for you, for your own personal consumption?
For me, yes, sir.
I got it.
Because I used to work at Northwest, and I had a massive stroke, and a lot of guys used to go hunting, and they would bring me deer meat.
I got it. Okay. Shirley, listen, I thank you for that. I'll try to get in touch with you off the air here and see what we come up with for you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, Shirley, thank you.
All right. Is this Mr. Ellis?
Yeah, is this Shirley that used to work in the
cafeteria? Yes, I met you. We would talk all the time.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. That's right. Sure,
well,
sure.
Gentlemen.
Well, thank you. And you were always so kind to me when...
I used to tell you, I listen to you. I wake up every Saturday morning. I've been doing that for years.
Wonderful. Shirley, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
You got it, dear. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. And congratulations. I heard you remarried. Congratulations.
Actually, we are engaged. Yes, indeed.
Engaged.
Yeah. No wedding on the docket just yet, but that's coming soon. So.
Yes. Well, I hope she's a wonderful person.
She is a great person.
Her wife was a wonderful person.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for that, Shirley. I appreciate that.
I hope you have hit the jackpot again.
I have indeed hit the jackpot. And Robin, if you're listening, love you, babe.
And tell Robin I said hi. Congratulations.
I will tell her that, Shirley. Nice hearing from you.
All right. You too, Miss Allison.
Bye-bye. There she goes. How about that? Now we got Rick in Reisterstown and then Big Daddy, or Daddy Cool. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Morning. Trying to find some whitetail immigrating over this way. any chance you can get me to the closest whitetail area right now?
maybe we could get some of those key deer from Florida and bring them up here. That would enhance the herd. Have you ever seen them?
Yeah, but I'm trying to get. I don't want to go as far as Canada. Anything, any whitetail around here? You know,
we'll try and round them up and bring them over there to Reisterstown. Well, you know, they had a big. They killed over 100 deer over there in Soldier's Delight by sharpshooting, and there was 135 at one point. And I don't know if they had the managed hunt there this year or not. You tell me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, Reisterstown a little hard hit by that, but. There's plenty of deer. Just go to some of the housing developments and perch on one of their decks.
Yeah, just can't do it out of your back window though.
No, I wouldn't do that. So yeah, I got all right. Thanks, Rick, for the call. Appreciate it.
Okay.
See you, buddy. There he goes, Daddy Cool. What's up, Daddy Cool?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
All right. Starting in a good year. We got a good man in office.
Well, we'll see.
He's worked for it.
Got it.
Yeah, I hope he protects our rifles and so forth, and our troops, takes care of them. I'm pretty sure he will. What I'm calling in about, I bought my daughter these little horns that you stick on your bumper, because she lives up in Joppa, and she comes down the road a lot, and deer run across the road on Route 40. And do they really work?
No.
Why do they keep selling them?
People keep buying them.
Oh, well, I bought her a pair. We're going to put them on there anyway. I'll put them on there today.
Well, you go right ahead. You do that, and let's put it this way: it helps you psychologically think that you're protecting yourself from a deer running out in traffic.
Yeah, for my daughter.
Yeah,
so
of course.
That's mainly.
Yeah, got it. Good.
I'd like to good. Thank let, you for your service.
All right, wait a minute. Hold on, Daddy Cool. Let me tell you what you can do to help your daughter even better, okay? Tell her to get off her phone and pay attention when she's driving, number one. Number two, tell her to keep her eyes not only on the road, but on the sides of the road, particularly October, November, and the entire months of October, November. That's going to be the toughest times, okay?
Huh.
Also tell her that if she sees a deer approaching, don't slam on her brakes. She can take her foot off the gas if she wants to, but do not lose control of your steering and do not hit your brakes. If you have to hit the deer, drive through it. If you hit the brakes to try and avoid the deer is going to come up on the hood of your car and come through your windshield.
Huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
So just drive through the deer. Don't swerve. The deer only weighs 150 pounds. You're going to do a little damage to your car unless you're speeding. You know, that's why you have insurance. It's $100 deductible. It's not collision. It's comprehensive. So just tell her if she's in deer country and sees one coming, don't run into the guardrail to avoid it. Just hit it and drive through it.
Yeah, I used to be a truck driver enough. I didn't know none of this stuff, you know. It's just that you learn more each as you go along.
Right, got it.
Yeah, so... Yep. But anyway, I like some of that music you have.
I appreciate that, buddy. Thank you very much.
But I ain't saying nothing. One more thing. I'd like to thank you. I know you were in the service, right?
No, I was not. My father served, but I did not. I was eligible for the draft during my final year in high school. And when my number came up, the number was way too high to even qualify. The war was winding down at that time, and I did not enlist.
Yeah, so. I just received a beautiful proclamation from our governor of our state for the things I do for the troops.
Got it.
And I'm very proud of that. And I'm proud that your dad was in the service.
My dad served in the Philippines on Peleliu during the heat of the battle there, and he served also in Japan after the surrender. He served in the occupation of Japan and blowing up aircraft and doing what he had to do. So,
yeah. I like this.
And he was wounded twice. He was shot, and he was hit with shrapnel from a grenade, and that was in Peleliu. So.
Yeah, I work with all kind of troops, and I.
Mm-hmm.
I like to encourage people, if I may, to fly your flag. Support our troops. Come on, be alive. Fly it out in your yard. Look, they're giving us freedom.
That's true.
Yeah.
Thanks,
buddy. I'm warm for their return to come home, plus their wives and children wait for them.
Yep, good point, Daddy Cool. Thank you very much. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. All right, we're going to take our final break of the day. We'll be right back.
650,000 square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery. It's the Great American Outdoor Show, presented by My Outdoor TV, February 4th to the 12th in Harrisburg, PA. Over 1,000 outdoor exhibitors from major manufacturers, over 200 seminars from top pros, nearly 500 hunting and fishing outfitters. If it's in the outdoors, it's here. See it all, February 4th to the 12th in Harrisburg. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Gun owners, nearby the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore has a full-service facility and gun ranges that offer all you need to enjoy your firearms and to become a better shooter. The AGC on Marriottsville Road has a 50-yard handgun range, 100 and 200-yard multi-purpose ranges, a trap range, and much more. It's where I shoot. No matter what you shoot, from rimfire to muzzleloader to hunting rifles and modern sporting rifles, the AGC offers it all. Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947, or visit associatedgunclubs.org. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W. W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Oh, see the little deer. Has the deer a little doe? Yeah, $2.
Sounds like Larry got it right on the head again. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We have time for one very quick call if anybody wants to call. But thank you for those of you who responded to the call about supporting the coalition. We had a couple of nice folks give us a nice little donation over the course of the show, and we appreciate that. The budget for the Maryland Hunting Coalition is about $80,000 a year. For example, last year when we went, testified in front of the General Assembly, we had printing costs that exceeded $3,000 just to print copies of testimony and things that we had done to try and convince our lawmakers just to pass a bill. That bulk of that effort failed, unfortunately. We have our advocate that has a contract with us on an annual basis. He hasn't raised his rates, thank God, in 3 years, and he works tirelessly, checks what's going on in the General Assembly every day, is in constant communication with lawmakers and wildlife officials. And, that's part of the service. We have the best guy for the job. Not a guy, the best guy. And we want to maintain that. And we've had some major accomplishments, as we said before. We do a lot of stuff behind the scenes that we don't publicize. We don't put out there on social media. We don't put it on our website. But the way it works politically sometimes is you have to know people. And it's a one-on-one communication sometimes, whether that person is a key delegate or senator, and the personal relationships we've made. The other thing that people don't understand that the coalition has to do is political contributions. Just the way it works. You know, we've been to shrimp feasts, we've been to several breakfasts, we've been to, meet and greet parties and things like that with the delegates and senators on both sides of the aisle, just so that they know who the Maryland Hunting Coalition is. And that's a big part of our budget too, is political contributions, which we are allowed to do under our tax status, which is a 501c4. So we are allowed to be an advocacy group because of our tax status. We're allowed to make political contributions. We cannot endorse a particular candidate or party, nor should we be able to. We have to get along with both the governor's party and the majority in the House and the Senate. And we have to be able to convince a committee with an urban mindset and with the Humane Society sitting right down there in Montgomery County that the hunters have a point to make and we are represented when our bills come up. So I don't know if I can inspire you to become politically active or not. It's a lot of work. If you want it, it's also very informative, and it's very, very, very rewarding, let me say.